van de Brussels Sprouts.
Een festive movie.
Every bit of Christmas is living well. Sainsbury's, live well for less.
Tuesday, December 19th, 2017, you are listening to the Daily Dose Sports Podcast, and I am your host, Clint Daly, coming to you from the Mile High City. That is Denver, Colorado. You know, we get together every weekday and we talk sports, hopefully with a dose of common sense, and we are happy to have you with us today. Hey, Monday is over. Did your systems at work crash? Did you forget to put that cover on your TPS reports? I hope your Monday was a little bit better than that. Hopefully you weren't sitting in a team meeting trying to stay awake while people use phrases like, let's make sure to calibrate on this going forward, shall we? Because that is a rough Monday for everyone. If that's how your Monday went, I feel for you. But it is Tuesday now, and it is going to be a better day. Remember, yesterday was the last working Monday of the year, and that is definitely a good thing. Hey, if you would like to contact us, and we would love to hear from you, feel free to hit us up on email, dailydosesports@gmail.com, or find us over on Facebook or Twitter. Both of those handles are at Daily Dose Sports. You know, we've got a lot to get to today on a Tuesday. We have a few sports news stories that we need to discuss. You know, there are still three undefeated teams in the world of college hoops. Are they actually legitimate contenders, or are they just getting over on some softer competition? Talk about those teams. We do have a bit of an under-the-radar bowl game tonight. And you know, with Christmas less than a week away now, we also have our Daily Dose holiday wish list. You know, I really, really hope that Santa Claus is listening, because I have some things that I really, really want. I know what you're thinking. He sees us when we're sleeping. He knows when we're awake. Well, he didn't stop Rudolph from getting bullied, so pardon me if I don't find Santa Claus to be all that omniscient, okay? I'm just hoping he's tuned in to the Daily Dose today. We have a lot to get to on this Tuesday morning, and we are going to get to all of it right after this.
Best time for sure is no
terrible jumpers.
No one does roasties in goose fat like mom does.
On the time that we've had is played, it's the family sing-along's not the greatest. He's the most worthy custom now.
Every bit of Christmas is living well. Sainsbury's, live well for less.
Starting off with the Monday Night Football game last night, somehow the Atlanta Falcons held off the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who did not want to go away. I know we talked about Tampa would probably quit maybe 2-3 quarters in. They kept battling back. Atlanta holds on, keeps their playoff hopes alive, eliminates the Green Bay Packers. Now you do have to wonder, does Green Bay sit Aaron Rodgers down? Do they allow him to keep playing? There's no reason for it. Packers are now eliminated. You know, I'm watching that Atlanta-Tampa game, though, and it just kind of occurs to me, like, is it me, or does anyone do less with more than Matt Ryan? I swear, I'm not trying to hate on Matty Zima. No, I'm not going to call him Matty Ice. Not right now. Not the way he's playing. He's missing too many open receivers. He's missing too many easy throws. Yes, they usually do convert on third downs, but he's missing too many throws. But I'm just thinking of all the talent that Matt Ryan has in Atlanta, or has had. I mean, Devontae Freeman, Julio Jones, Mohamed Sanu, Taylor Gabriel. Tevin Coleman was out last night, but usually Tevin Coleman. I mean, I'm thinking of quarterbacks like Matt Stafford or Russell Wilson or even Jimmy Garoppolo and what he's doing in San Francisco. They do way more with way less. I know the Falcons are still the sixth seed. I know they're defending NFC champs. I don't have a whole lot of faith in what I'm seeing from Atlanta right now. Don't like the way their defense is playing. And Matty Ice, again, is back to Matty Zima right now. You know, the NFL has suspended Carolina Panthers linebacker Thomas Davis 2 games for the blindside hit that knocked Green Bay Packers wide receiver Devontae Adams from the game on Sunday. Now, there is one interesting thing that I noticed about this hit. Because this hit is almost identical to the hit that Steelers wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster put on Cincinnati Bengals linebacker Vontaze Burfict. Kind of a blindside hit, doesn't see it coming, goes a little bit high, knocks him out of the game. Now, a lot of people were upset when Smith-Schuster was suspended for that hit, but they aren't upset now when Davis gets suspended for his hit on Sunday. Why? It's the same hit. There's two reasons why no one's upset about this one. For one, no one likes Vontaze Burfict. He has a history of being a filthy player and trying to hurt people. So when the bully gets his eye dotted for him, we all laugh and go, eh, he had it coming. That's on him. Remember what we heard after the game? That's karma. We don't really care since it was Burfict. He had it coming, didn't he? Fair enough. But you know what else? I think this is also about how we cheer for the little guy. I mean, Smith-Schuster blindsides a linebacker, right? We say, oh, come on. The linebacker should have had his head on a swivel. He shouldn't be getting punished for that. That's on the linebacker for not seeing it coming. Davis does this to Adams on Sunday, and we're like, boo, get that bum out of here. He's picking on a smaller guy. Isn't that really what this is about? A big guy hitting a little guy? That's the part that bothers us the most. And also, again, that it was Vontaze Burfict. Hey, not sure if you saw this, but race car driver Danica Patrick is single again. You know, one of NASCAR's power couples, no longer a couple. Danica Patrick and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. have split up after dating for about 5 years. You know, they started seeing each other after they entered their NASCAR Cup Series rookie seasons back in 2013. But in late November, Stenhouse showed up at a NASCAR Cup Series award ceremony without Danica. And people started to speculate, you know, maybe the two had broken up. Over the weekend, a Danica Patrick spokesperson confirmed that the two had indeed split up. Aww. Now, here's the thing. If you are interested in Danica Patrick, like, now is the time to make your move. And I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking. She seems like she might be a bit much to deal with, right? Like, if Danica doesn't get her way, there's going to be problems. When you think of her on the racetrack, anytime someone doesn't just let her pass them, she throws a tantrum, she's throwing things at them, saying, well, they should have moved out of my way, and she's crying and all emotional, and like, that can be tough to deal with, right? She might be a little bit high maintenance, but hear me out on this. Because you know how maybe you like going out with your boys and partying, but your girl gets mad? Or you want to go to the game, or you want to go to the bar, but she's like, well, what about me? Do I just have to stay home by myself? Why do you put everything else ahead of me? Why do you put everyone else ahead of me? Hey, here's the thing, fellas. Danica Patrick is used to finishing second at best. So I'm just throwing it out there. I'm just saying, might not be the worst idea. She's kind of used to, you know, kind of being in the background there. Maybe that's a good lineup for you. I don't know. Tonight, we have a little bit of an under-the-radar, maybe a decent bowl game. We have the Boca Raton Bowl. I'm not saying the name. I know it has a corporate name. I'm not saying all that. I don't even know what it is. It's got a bunch of words, but I don't know what they are. But we have the Boca Raton Bowl between those pesky Akron Zips and Lane Kiffin's Florida Atlantic team. Now, it might actually be worth your time to at least check in on the Boca Raton Bowl. Now, Akron, they didn't show that well in the MAC championship game, but they made it there. They got blown out by Toledo. But Akron did go 7-6 under head coach Terry Bowden. Yes, that Terry Bowden, son of Bobby Bowden. That is where he's at now. He's at Akron. Akron has a pretty solid defense, and not that great of an offense. You're not going to see a whole lot of fireworks from the Akron offense, or at least they haven't proven to be that team this season. They can run the ball a little bit, maybe pass it sometimes. Not a great offense, pretty solid defense. But on the other side, we have the Lane train. Yes, Lane Kiffin runs Florida Atlantic about like you'd think he would. The Owls went 10-3 in Kiffin's first season. They run the ball extremely well. Here is the reason that I say it might be worth tuning in tonight. Because you know with Kiffin, there's no trick play that they won't try. Like 4th and inches, you want like a triple reverse pass? He might do it. You want someone that just might taunt Terry Bowden? Lane Kiffin might do it. He might be live tweeting during the game. I have no idea what Lane Kiffin is going to do. Is tonight a must-see bowl game? No, it's not even close. But could you tune in and possibly see something interesting? Yeah, you might. Because we have no idea what Lane Kiffin's going to do. Might check in on the Boca Raton Bowl. Do you realize that we now have just 3 undefeated college basketball teams left in all of Division I basketball? What is there in Division I basketball now? Like 350 teams or something? Like, it's a bunch. And there's only 3 teams that are completely without a mark on their record right now. Now, sometimes a team might skate through a soft schedule early on. And so they stay undefeated for way longer than they should. The danger there is that the players sometimes the coaches, start believing they really are a true contender. They really are a national power. Then they lose a game and they start looking at each other like, what happened? We thought we were one of the big dogs, especially if they lose a game to a team that isn't that great. And then they start to implode. You will see them not lose just one game, sometimes 2 games, 3 games, 4 games, and pretty soon they're completely out of the national picture. So looking at the 3 remaining teams in college hoops that are still undefeated, are any of them really capable of being a contender? Let's look at these 3 teams. First off is Arizona State. Yes, we have mentioned the Sun Devils over the past few weeks, and they have been very impressive so far. You know that head coach Bobby Hurley, he's going to run that Duke Blue Devil type of offense. They're going to push it. They're going to look to attack. They're going to look to transition. They're going to look to shoot some threes. This group can score some serious points. We talked about them a little bit last week. So far, Arizona State is averaging over 90 points a game. That's top 10 in the nation. They probably allow too many points. Defense, not probably as good as he wants it to be. Especially if you don't know Bobby Hurley's dad, Bob Hurley. Bob Hurley is like a legend back in New Jersey, a high school coach. His teams are renowned for their vicious, nasty defense. Bobby's going to have to get this team to play a little bit, or their defense could come back to haunt Arizona State. But don't forget, Arizona State will be picking up Ohio State transfer Mickey Mitchell in January. So they could get a little bit better than they are right now. So far, when we look at their early season schedule, Arizona State has beaten number 15 Xavier by 20, and they beat number 2 Kansas in Lawrence. They went on the road and beat Kansas. So we'll see if the roster can maintain the current level of play, especially as they get into the Pac-12 conference. But is Arizona State for real? Yeah, it sure looks like they are. I'm buying Arizona State. Next team up. Okay, I know that we tend to think of the Big 12 in hoops as this top-heavy conference with Kansas rolling the conference titles year after year after year. And we usually think that way because it's totally true. But the Big 12 is no joke this season. Kansas will again be very good. Oklahoma just beat Wichita State over the weekend. West Virginia, always scrappy. Don't sleep on West Virginia this year. Texas A&M is solid, and Texas is going to continue to get better under Shaka Smart. Meanwhile, Texas Christian is cruising along undefeated. Now, I don't put the Horned Frogs up in the realm of the elite just yet, because they just haven't really beaten anyone yet, so it's hard to tell. Their best wins came over number 22 Nevada, and they also beat SMU. Those aren't bad wins. They don't have to apologize for those wins, but it's hard to tell exactly what they are because those wins aren't against big dogs. Here's the thing about TCU, though. We're going to learn about this team very, very soon. Because Big 12 play starts next week, TCU opens with that very talented Oklahoma squad. So I'm not quite sure about TCU yet. I don't know how to feel about them. We don't have those answers just yet because they haven't played enough talent. But we're going to find out about TCU very, very soon as they get into the Big 12 conference. Final team on our list of undefeated teams. When it still truly means nothing, but this last team is a team that can definitely win it all. Because head coach Jay Wright might look like a GQ cover model, but dude is an old school coach and his Villanova team plays old school basketball. You know, Jay Wright is a Philadelphia guy. And his team plays that old, tough Philly brand of basketball. No, their early season schedule hasn't been overly great. But they did beat number 12 Gonzaga by 16 last week. And their schedule, of course, is going to ramp up as well. But this team is going to be in a thick fit. The thing I like about Villanova is they've got a group of players that they don't mind doing the dirty work. Taking charges. Rebounding. Setting tough, solid screens. That is Villanova basketball the Jay Wright way. Now, Villanova is the favorite in the Big East. And if they make progress this year, and if they stay healthy this year, Villanova is going to be a contender for another national title. Keep an eye on the Villanova Wildcats. I think Arizona State, I think they're at least in the hunt. I think Nova is definitely a national contender. Not quite as sure about TCU. Those are our three remaining undefeated teams that we have in the country right now. Hey, coming back, Christmas Day is less than a week away. What in the world could we here at the Daily Dose be wishing for Christmas? I've got a lot of things that I'm wishing for Christmas. I've got a number of things on my Christmas list for Santa, and I'm going to read you that Christmas list when we come back.
Best time for showing no terrible jumpers. No one does roasties in Goose Fat like Mama does. All the time that we've had is played, it's the family sing-alongs, not the greatest. It's the most worth the custom now. Just doing the taste of all the Brussels sprouts.
Every bit of Christmas is living well. Sainsbury's, live well for less.
Hey, just a quick reminder, make sure that you do any of that last minute holiday shopping you need to over at lootcrate.com/dailydose to get all of the latest pop culture collectibles featuring your favorite TV shows, movies, and video games. December's Loot Crate theme is called Explore, and it has items from Guardians of the Galaxy, Star Wars, and Destiny. You know, today is the final day that you can order the December Loot Crate. The best part about ordering from Loot Crate, when you check out, just go to the coupon box and enter Daily Dose, D-A-L-Y-D-O-S-E. We will get you 10% off your order. And if you go over to Loot Crate, maybe you hear Guardians of the Galaxy, Star Wars, Destiny, you're like, eh, that's not really what I'm interested in. I don't have anyone on my list that needs those things. Trust me, Loot Crate has things over there that are going to fit even the most difficult person on your list. If you're not sure what to buy someone, you aren't quite sure, I don't know what to get them, go check out lootcrate.com. You're going to find exactly what you need. Okay, now as we do every single year, I've got to read my Christmas wish list here at the Daily Dose. You know, we started doing this 3-4 years ago, and I'm not going to lie, I haven't always gotten what I've asked for. Now, is that because I'm not always very good? Possible. Wouldn't put anything past anyone. But that doesn't mean I'm not going to still ask. I've got things on my holiday wish list right here. Let me get my wish list right here that I am going to read for you right now. Here is the Daily Dose Christmas wish list. Now, obviously, Santa Claus, I'm hoping he's going to hook me up. If not, if there's someone out there listening that you can hook me up, like you hear this, no, I can help him out with that. That's something that I can get him. I'm asking you, here is our Daily Dose Christmas wish list. All right, first up, number one on my wish list. I've got to ask for a new Denver Broncos quarterback. I know it's selfish. It's just me. I know there might be listeners out there. You're like, I don't care about the Denver Broncos. That doesn't matter to me. I understand completely. But what I'm telling you, I need a new quarterback here. I don't have any idea what the Denver Broncos are going to do in the offseason, but can I please get a bona fide quarterback here in Denver? Here's the thing. I really like Trevor Siemian. I think he is a solid backup. I think he is basically Gary Kubiak. He could come in for a game here or there. He could come in for a series here or there, and he could be okay. But I don't think he is an every game starter in this league. I just don't think that's a possibility. Unless you just surround him with a ton of talent, and we've seen that the Denver Broncos simply aren't capable of surrounding him with that much talent, we need a bona fide quarterback. So, not only do I want the quarterback, I've actually got a few guys on my list, okay? I have a few different quarterbacks that are possibly going to be available that are on my list. If they come up, Santa, if you want to just load him up in the sack, bring him to Denver, we'll gladly take him. First on my list, I'm going to get greedy. You know when you were a kid, and your parents would be like, yeah, make me a Christmas wish list or whatever. You'd fill out your list for Santa, and you'd ask for some nonsense that you knew you weren't going to get. Like, you'd ask for a car. You'd ask for an apartment. Whatever it might be. You knew you weren't going to get it. I'm going to ask for Drew Brees. Like, I know I'm not going to get Drew Brees. He's going to probably get re-signed with the Saints, but I'm going to ask for Drew Brees because, hey, it's Christmas. It's the Christmas season. Why not ask for Drew Brees? I'm asking for Drew Brees. If I can't get Drew Brees, I'll take Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins, I think, is a legit quarterback. I don't think he has much help in Washington. I think he'd be wonderful here in Denver. Give him just a little bit of help. Give him, hopefully, a little bit of a defense, and I think Kirk Cousins would be a very nice quarterback here in Denver. Okay, so I can't get Kirk Cousins, can't get Drew Brees. You know who I'd take? I would take Buffalo Bills quarterback Tyrod Taylor. Not sure if Buffalo is completely sold on Tyrod Taylor. I would take Tyrod Taylor. I like some of the things he does. I like his accuracy on the deep pass. I like his toughness. I like his ability to move in the pocket. Promise you this, Tyrod Taylor is better than anything I have here. I'll take Tyrod Taylor. I'll give you another guy that I'll take. And this one might even be a little more dicey. I would take Teddy Bridgewater. I know the Minnesota Vikings are going to have a decision. Like, do you re-up Case Keenum? It sure looks like it. As good as he's playing, like, Case Keenum's a done deal. So what do you do with Teddy Bridgewater? Do you sign him to be the backup? I'll take him to be the starter here in Denver yesterday. I'll take him 2 years ago with one leg to be the starter here in Denver, the way things sit right now. So yeah, I'd take Teddy Bridgewater. I know there's some talk out there that maybe the Indianapolis Colts would be willing to deal Andrew Luck. I mean, I guess I'd take him, but that's a huge contract. The only reason anyone is talking about Andrew Luck coming to Denver, well, you know, the Baltimore Colts traded John Elway to Denver, and Peyton Manning left the Indianapolis Colts to come to Denver. Other than that, there's no reason to even mention. Other than that, there's really no reason to mention Andrew Luck with the Denver Broncos. He's got a huge contract back at Indy. Now, are he and management maybe butting heads? Yeah, they better figure some things out. But that would be a huge contract to try to take on. I'm not sure we could get Andrew Luck. I'm not sure Indy would even be willing to deal him. It's not like he's a free agent, like these other guys might be. That's not the case. So I think Andrew Luck, as unrealistic as a lot of these guys are, I think Andrew Luck might be the most unrealistic of them all. Here's what I don't want. I don't want a couple things. I don't want John Elway drafting another quarterback. I've seen the idiots he drafts. I have a better chance of the Cleveland Browns drafting a good quarterback. And I also don't want some offseason nonsense of, well, we're going to keep Brock and Paxton and Trevor. And we're just going to let them battle it out. No, no, no. Soon as the season's over, cut Osweiler. See if you can trade Paxton for like a can of Spam. Put Trevor as your backup and go get a real quarterback. Do you hear me, Santa? Make it happen. Okay, next up on my list. Check the list here. I want a Daily Dose Rehab Center. I know this might be me asking for too much again, as though asking for a quarterback for the Broncos wasn't enough. But come on, Santa. Come through for me. Okay, so we talked a little bit about this yesterday. But we clearly have a sexual misconduct epidemic going on here in America. For those of you who don't know, maybe you live in another country, not familiar. Maybe you live here in the States, but maybe you live under a rock or something. We have a number of people in Hollywood, in professional sports, you name it, that have been accused of sexual assault or sexual harassment or whatever it might be. Harvey Weinstein, Kevin Spacey, Louis C.K., Marshall Faulk, Matt Lauer, Charlie Rose, Russell Simmons, Jeffrey Tambor, Al Franken, Steven Seagal, Dustin Hoffman, Jeremy Piven, Bill Cosby. Then over the weekend, it came out that Jerry Richardson, owner of the Carolina Panthers, is going to sell the team. He's going to turn over the Panthers to Tina Becker, who is going to be the chief operating officer in his absence. All these people have some sort of sexual misconduct issue that they have been a part of. Now, here is what most of the people involved in these things are going to do. They are going to claim that they have some sort of sexual addiction. And then they are going to go into some sort of rehab center. It'll be like out in Arizona, somewhere you'd never heard of, some rehab center you don't even know. What it basically is it's going to be an all-day spa. It'll charge them a few million bucks. And then they can say that they've been rehabbed and now they're capable of taking their place back in society. What will the place actually do for them? Let them watch some movies. Let them go to the pool. Maybe sit in a sauna or a hot tub. So here is my request from Santa. Can you help me start the Daily Dose Rehab Center? Because we can lie and do nothing too. Give me the $1 million. I'll get these guys on the straight and narrow every bit as much as those places are going to. What we do here at the Daily Dose Rehab Center is we work on fixing the person inside so that they can be comfortable in their own skin, and that way they're far less likely to harass or assault someone. What we're really going to actually do is we're going to be waterboarding these guys while screaming, "Stop being a..." through a bullhorn to them again and again and again. See, my methods might actually work. Unlike the rehab center they're going to go to, my methods here at the Daily Dose Rehab Center, they might actually do some good. Santa, hook me up, Daily Dose Rehab Center. I think it would be good for everyone involved. You know another thing I want on my list? I want Tiger Woods to have one more major in him. And that might be unreasonable, might be just as unreasonable as the rehab center, but Santa, do you think you could just give Tiger Woods one last weekend? Just like 4 days where he isn't out there trying to crush the ball like his ex was trying to crush his skull on that fateful Thanksgiving back in 2009. Can he just lay up? Find his chip game? Find his putting game again? I just don't think his back can handle smashing the ball like that. And it seems like he's spending his practice time on the drive. It feels like that high school kid that keeps trying to dunk and dunk and dunk. But here's the thing. The mid-range game is where you make bogeys into birdies. And the short game is where you finish guys off and win tournaments. Tiger, we know you used to be able to dunk. We all saw you dunk. It was amazing. Now, show us the turnaround jumper. Show us the little up and under move. Just might help you get competitive again. Santa, hook Tiger up. One more good weekend. You know what I really want for Christmas this year? This is a big one. Can I please get a new NFL catch rule? Can we please come up with something that makes some sense? Because under the current rule, it is a catch if the wide receiver secures control of the ball in his hands or arms prior to the ball touching the ground and touches the ground inbounds with both feet or with any part of his body other than his hands, and then maintains control of the ball after A and B have been fulfilled and blah, 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 blah. Can we just make this simple? That seems like way too much. I just want possession, 2 feet, done. Possession and 2 feet. You know, in a league that tilts everything in favor of the offense and specifically in favor of the passing game, why are we penalizing receivers for making great plays? On Sunday, we saw Pittsburgh Steelers tight end Jesse James. Clearly, he made the catch. But then, when diving across the goal line, he juggled the ball and then maintained the possession. So under any sort of common sense rule, that would be a catch, the start of a fumble, retained by the offense, touchdown, Pittsburgh wins. Now, I'm not saying that the refs are interpreting the rule incorrectly. They're not. But the rule is dumb and it's way, way too complex. Well, did he complete the act? Did he stand up and hand the ball to the official? Did he complete his celebration without dropping the ball? I don't care. 2 feet, possession, done. Super easy. You know, I want some new blood in the NBA Finals. I know that might be asking a lot, Santa, but the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Golden State Warriors have met in 3 straight finals, and it looks like they might be on a collision course for number 4. Can someone please, please beat them? Please beat them. I'm sick of the same old LeBron has to carry his crappy team of guys that he handpicked, by the way, to try to beat the all-star Warriors. Poor LeBron, he has to do it all. The deck is stacked against him. Meanwhile, the Warriors are one of the greatest teams in the history of ever, despite the fact that their bench is literally made up of cast-offs and never-beens. I'm sick of the same storyline. Santa, what I'm asking is, can you please, maybe, get Houston, Boston, staying at that high level that they're playing right now? Can you keep them healthy? Can you maybe bring Gordon Hayward back a little early? I just want a new storyline instead of the same old thing. Just a couple more things on my Christmas wish list. I want a few close games in the upcoming college football playoff. You know, last season, the national championship game was a great game. Truly incredible. Clemson Tigers scored 21 fourth quarter points, upset Alabama 35-31. Got their first title since 1981. The previous year, title game was great. Alabama hung on for dear life, held off Clemson, beat Clemson 45-40 in that championship game. We have now had the playoff for 3 seasons. This is the 4th season. Do you realize that the average margin of victory in those 9 games in the playoff is nearly 17 points? And that's including those 2 games. Take away the championship games, the average margin of victory in the final 4, almost 27 points per game. I love that we have a college football playoff. I do. I hate that there's such a long layoff between the last game of the season and these games because it allows for blowouts like this when one team clearly didn't get themselves ready to play. Can we please see competitive playoff games this year? Last thing I'm going to request, second to last, I'm going to ask for a reasonably injury-free NFL postseason. Because last guy standing in the NFL, please leave a light on. We have read the list of injured stars this year here on The Dose. Now Steelers wide receiver Antonio Brown has got the injured calf. It could impact the AFC playoff race. The NFL playoffs are such high drama. I realize that it is a part of the game in a collision sport like that. But I really don't feel like watching Landry Jones and Brian Hoyer battle in the AFC Championship to face Nick Foles and Chase Daniel from the NFC in the Super Bowl. But it has been that kind of year. I just want the stars to be on the field. And I realize that toothpaste is already a little bit out of the tube. We've already lost a number of stars. Can we please just see healthy players this year? The last thing I want, again, and I ask for it every year, and we're getting them. I'm actually getting this one granted. We need a few more Daily Dose listeners. Make sure you are sharing the podcast. Make sure that you let someone know about the Daily Dose. Hey, tomorrow is Wednesday, which means we will have our Daily Dose Hump Day Power Rankings. What could we rank this week? You will have to tune in to find out. You never know. Also, again, with it being the holiday season, we want all sports fans to keep in mind that anything is possible at this magical time of the year. Isn't it? Hey, have to say thank you so much for listening to the Daily Dose. Thank you to those that joined our college football bowl game pick'em contest. You can still join. You'll be a little bit behind, but you can make it up probably. And for all of you that do share the show, for all of you that tell your friends, that email us, that text us, that message us, thank you. It is much, much appreciated. Have to say thank you to GSP. Could not do any of this without you. Have a great Tuesday. I will see you all tomorrow.
Every bit of Christmas is living well. Sainsbury's, live well for less.